It's been clear from the very outset of the campaign and the responses we've been getting on the doors, both with Together for Yes and in our own campaign in Sinn Féin, that this was going to be very close. And that's what the tally figures are telling us this morning here at the County Centre. But what's very clear is that there's been a seismic shift of opinion in Donegal. When you look back at when the Eighth Amendment was inserted into the Constitution, 83% of the people in this constituency supported that proposition at that time. Since then, there's been tens of thousands of people who have felt that the Eighth Amendment is a barrier to women's health, is a barrier to showing compassion and care for people who find themselves in the most difficult of situations, and want to ensure that we don't turn our back on women who find themselves in a difficult situation. And they've come out in their tens of thousands and voted for the yes side. What is very clear is that the Eighth Amendment will now be repealed, and the job for us and legislators is to introduce legislation that is compassionate, that is balanced, that takes board the mandate from the people of the state, but also reflects the strongly held opinions that other people have on the other side of this debate.
And it is a resounding yes nationally. It looks that is the picture. And it seems a lot of people had their mind made up almost long before this even started.
Yeah, we're hearing that from some of the exit poll data, and probably this campaign wasn't a 3-week or a 3-month or indeed a 3-year campaign. There's been many for the last number of decades who've been raising awareness in this, but I think the issue changed dramatically in the last number of years, particularly when those women who shared their own personal stories, issues of personal tragedy, when they were diagnosed with a fetal anomaly and talked about, you know, how they felt that their own state had turned their back on them. And those messages and those stories and others like it have been broadcast into the homes of people right across this county and the state, through radio, through broadcast media, but also through social media, where people in the comfort of their own living rooms could hear first-hand testimony at what the Eighth Amendment has done, and the impact that, you know, I don't think it was intended to do it in the first instance. And we've had a compassionate response to that across the state now. It's a very difficult question. It was a difficult conversations that were being had, but I want to thank everybody who shared their personal stories with me, not just those who advocated a yes side, but those who were concerned if there was a yes side. And I think each one of those opinions are valid, they're deeply held, and, you know, we take that on board.
Mm-hmm. And finally, what would you say to the many, many people, very passionate people who voted no?
I would say to them that your voices were heard, that, you know, I respect the views that they have. I believe that they're deeply held views. I was concerned in relation to the tone of the debate before we entered into it. That didn't materialise. And as I said, even the no campaigners, no voters on the doorsteps were very, very civil. They made their arguments very, very strongly, very passionately. And, you know, democracy is we have to respect the will of the people. And following from the removal of the Eighth Amendment needs to be legislation, and I believe that legislation, as we've seen, is balanced legislation, deals in a compassionate and caring and supportive way for those in crisis pregnancies, you know, I'm glad from all sides in relation to how every side upheld themselves during this campaign.